Bloomberg campaign posts series of bizarre tweets during Democrat debate. By Michael Patrick Leahy on January 15, 2020. The Michael Bloomberg campaign posted a series of bizarre tweets during Tuesday night's Democrat presidential debate broadcast by CNN in Des Moines, Iowa. The former mayor of New York City was not among the six candidates vying for the Democrat nomination on the debate stage, having decided to avoid both the February 3 Iowa caucuses and the February 11 New Hampshire primary. His strategy instead has been to flood the country with television ads, all aimed at winning the March 3 Super Tuesday primaries in 14 states, including California and Texas. To date, Bloomberg has reportedly spent over $150 million on his campaign, and he has promised to spend much more of his estimated $50 billion fortune to defeat President Trump in 2020, either as the party's nominee or in support of the party's nominee. He has risen in some national polls to support from 5% to 7%. But his campaign's flurry of dozens of tweets during the 2 hours of the Democrat debate raised the question if he has significantly damaged his brand as a serious candidate. The tweets were so unusual, many thought the Bloomberg campaign Twitter account had been hacked. But the campaign subsequently announced there had been no hack and it was all part of the campaign's communication plan. Tuesday night's tweet storm began unusually, when candidate Bloomberg retweeted the campaign Twitter account's announcement of a series of fun tweets coming. "We promised to tweet stuff. We promised fun stuff. We promised the best stuff. Here we go. Hashtag demdebatepick.twitter.com/pfx0mnewlst. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Here is a sampling of the fun tweets from the campaign. Observers believe the turning point of the 1976 election is when Gerald Ford debated while eating a sausage calzone. Hashtag debate facts hashtag demdebatepick.twitter.com/cv4r6px. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. As a child, Mike was in the Boy Scouts. So, he wasn't always the crazy, wild man you see today. Hashtag Bloomberg facts hashtag demdebate. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Like Bruce Wayne, Mike is a cosmopolitan philanthropist. As far as whether Mike dons a disguise to fight crime at night, we are legally not allowed to say. Hashtag Bloomberg facts hashtag demdebate. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Let's make this a little more interactive. Help Mike pick his Secret Service code name. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. After finishing his final term as mayor, Mike went on to portray Dr. Jürgen Schank in 168 episodes of the German soap opera in Arzt ein Rettungsstaat. Hashtag Bloomberg facts hashtag demdebate. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Poll time. Which wild animal would be most fun to release onto the debate stage without warning? Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Much like a real wolf, debate moderator Wolf Blitzer can devour an elk carcass in one sitting. Hashtag debate facts hashtag demdebate. Team Bloomberg, at Mike 2020, January 15, 2020. Bloomberg's personal Twitter account retweeted another of the campaign's Tuesday night tweets. I see everyone at campaign HQ is hard at work. Mike Bloomberg, at Mike Bloomberg, January 15, 2020. At the end of the evening, Bloomberg tweeted that his campaign staff's tweets were designed to capture the attention of voters on a night he was not a participant in the CNN-hosted debate of six other contenders for the Democrat presidential nomination in 2020. Now that my team at Mike 2020 has your attention, I think it's important that you see what a real Donald Trump said to voters in Wisconsin tonight. Battleground states like Wisconsin will decide the 2020 election. This is not a joke. pick.twitter.com/74gokidwansi. Mike Bloomberg, at Mike Bloomberg, January 15, 2020. The campaign did succeed in capturing the attention of many voters with Tuesday night's tweets. It remains to be seen, however, whether that had the effect of improving or hurting Bloomberg's chances of capturing the Democrat presidential nomination in 2020.